Going to have a quick chat to a lady about four marathon medals won by the late Sir Jimmy Savile, which are going to go on display at the Surrey Heath Museum as part of an exhibition on sports memorabilia. Janet Perrott is from Friends of the Museum and bought the medals herself. Hi there, Janet.
Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning. Now, these aren't the Jim Will Fix It medals which Jimmy Savile used to give to children when they got their wish fixed, is it?
No, these are the Camberley Half Marathon medals that he was awarded between 1988 and 1991.
So they came up at auction and you thought, oh, I'll have these.
Well, the museum was alerted that these medals were up for sale, and we thought they would make a wonderful acquisition for our sporting memorabilia exhibition that we have on at the moment.
What a lovely idea.
And the medals came with his running numbers, which was really exciting, because on each of the running numbers he has put the dates and the times he ran the marathon in.
Wonderful. So how much did these medals cost?
Well, it was about £150.
So it wasn't going to break the bank?
Oh, no, not at all. But a really worthwhile addition to the local sporting history.
I didn't know that Sir Jim ran in this county very often. Was it just the Camberley Half Marathon he did? Because he was famous for doing sporting races all over the country.
He did lots of marathons throughout the country, yes. But he did the Camberley one four times, which was lovely.
So you've got the complete set?
Yes, I have.
Well, tell us a little bit about this sporting exhibition then. Why has the Surrey Heath Museum gone in that particular direction?
Well, with the Olympics, what else could we have?
I see. Yes, I'd managed to forget about the Olympics, curiously. I put it down to my recent ill health, and we've got the Paralympics coming up next week. So is the exhibition going to continue through the Paralympics?
Yes, it's continuing through until September. I think it's the middle of September.
And what are the highlights have you got to tell us about in there?
We have a judo kit from the young lady who won the bronze medal. And
Karina Bryant, is that right?
That's right.
Yes.
There was a very famous lady cricketer who lived in Camberley, Myrtle McLagan.
Oh, I've heard of her. I didn't know she was a Camberley resident.
She was the first lady ever to score a century for England.
Yes, she was,
in a test match.
She?
This
yes.
was back in 1936,
wow.
I believe.
Myrtle McLagan.
So the medals have come along at the right time for
us. And fit in very nicely indeed. So how much does it cost to go to the Surrey Heath Museum?
Oh, it's free.
It's free?
It's totally free,
and when
yes.
are you open?
Sorry?
And how often is it open?
It's open from Wednesday to Saturday, between 11 and 5.
So you can go along today and see Sir Jim's medals and many
yes,
other things.
Yes, please do.
But if you miss the opportunity, go next Wednesday through to Saturday and continue going until halfway through September.
That's right.
Marvellous. Janet, thank you so much for coming on this morning, telling us
it's
about
okay,
all that.
Okay, you're welcome. It's
lovely
my pleasure.
To speak to you. Janet Perrott, who is from the Friends of Surrey Heath Museum, who bought the Jim Will Fix It medals. Not the Jim Will Fix It medals, got to get this right.
But yes,
when
ones.
I first read this story, because I get a little briefing yeah. about the show before it goes out, I thought, they've got Jim Will Fix It medals at the Surrey Heath Museum.
A little bit excited
Museum.
About
yes.
that, yeah.
It's not, it's the half marathon medals you got for running in the Camberley half marathon. Well, that's certainly worth going along to see.